Hi, everyone. Welcome to The Last Sisyphus, a podcast dedicated to fiction and philosophy. I'm your host, Colin Jones, and today I want to talk about writer's block. Writer's block is something that a lot of people experience, undoubtedly. I'm sure many of you have. But one of the most common places where writer's block tends to happen is at the beginning of a writing project, when facing the blank page. However, this hasn't been my experience. Writer's block, at least for me, tends to happen about halfway through a project when there are so many different directions a story could go. It's not so much a lack of ideas or direction as it is about what direction to go in. This can be paralyzing, and often is, because if you're a perfectionist like me, you just don't want to screw it up. So here are a couple tips that I've found that have worked for me, and they may work for you. The first one being to change up where you tend to write. Neil Gaiman mentioned this in a podcast episode with David Tennant. Sometimes what we need is a change of scenery, a break from the monotony. Our brain is a pattern-seeking organism, and it's quite good at it. Therefore, if you tend to write in the same place, your mind has already outlined the environment over and over again, to the point where it's not being challenged anymore. Exposing your brain to new environments and patterns could be just the thing you need. Number two, keep a small journal with your ideas in it. It doesn't necessarily have to be a physical journal. Maybe it's just a matter of keeping ideas in the notes app in your phone. Whether it's a word, a phrase, a sentence, or a whole scene, don't let a good idea pass you by. It's true that ideas are cheap, but they can turn into very rare and original gems. Number three, understand that a story may want to go in a different direction than you want it to. Almost everything I've ever written has veered from the general outline I had for it. This is a good thing, and it means your story is alive and it's taking on a life of its own. Though it may sound a little out there, mentally ask your story what it wants to do. Whether you believe in the muse or not, you will receive an answer. It may just not be the one you expected. Number four, writer's block can also be a function of the writer not really knowing what they want to write about. It's important to have an idea about what you want to say, whether that pertains to the plot, characters, or overall philosophy of the story. This is not to say you need to know how your story ends before you start. You definitely don't. But it could be helpful to handwrite a short character biography or plot points in a notepad. Even though I tend to type my stories, I always have a notebook next to me, jotting down details and reiterating what I want to say. It keeps me on task. And number five, refrain from scrolling on your phone. This is something I'm still working on myself. In order for me to effectively settle into the world of my story, I can't have easy distractions, such as a notification on my phone or someone calling me. And I assume I'm not the only one with this issue. If you enjoyed this episode, and by extension this podcast, please consider supporting me through Patreon. New episodes air every week on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. If you have any questions or concerns, feel free to reach out to me on Twitter or Instagram at The Last Sisyphus, or shoot me an email at Colin, C-O-L-L-I-N, Jones, the number 15, @protonmail.com. Thanks, and I'll see you next time.